الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد عن حذيفة بن عسير الغفاري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال اطلع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم علينا ونحن نتذاكر فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما تذكرون قالوا نذكر الساعة قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنها لن تقوم حتى تروا قبلها 10 آيات فذكر الدخان والدجال والدابة وطلوع الشمس من مغربها ونزول عيسى بن مريم ويأجوج ومأجوج وثلاثة خسوف خصف بالمشرق وخصف بالمغرب وخصف بجزيرة العرب وآخر ذلك نار تخرج من اليمن تطرد الناس إلى محشرهم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Respected علماء Elders, brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected brothers, Hazrat Huzaifah ibn Usayd al-Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, اطلع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ونحن نتذاكر. That the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came to us whilst we were talking amongst ourselves. On seeing that we were talking amongst ourselves, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, مَا تَذْكُرُونَ What are you talking about? We replied, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, نَذْكُرُ السَّاعَةِ That we are talking about Qiyamah, the last hour. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter said, إنها لن تقوم حتى تروا قبلها 10 آيات That the final hour, the day of judgment, Qiyamah will never come until you see 10 major signs appear before it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter mentioned the 10 major signs that are to appear before the final hour. فَذَكَرَ الدُّخَانِ He mentioned the smoke that will arise and cover the whole world. وَالدَّجَّالِ The Antichrist. وَالدَّابَتَ The beast that will come out from Safa and Marwa in al-Haram al-Makki and talk to the people and show them miracles, it will have with it the ring of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, and the afah, the stick of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. وَطُلُوعَ الشَّمْسِ مِن مَغْرِبِهَا. The sun rises from the east and sets in the west. But before the final hour, the sun will rise from the west and set in the east. وَنَزُولَ عِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمْ. It is the belief of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam at this very moment is alive in the heavens. And before Qiyamah, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam will descend onto the earth. وَيَأْجُوجُ وَمَأْجُوجُ. And the coming of Gog and Magog. وَثَلَاثَةَ خُسُوفٍ خَصْفٌ بِالْمَشْرِكِ وَخَصْفٌ بِالْمَغْرِبِ وَخَصْفٌ بِجَزِيرَةِ الْأَرْضِ. And three landslides, one in the east, one in the west, and one in Saudiya. And the final sign, وَآخِرُ ذَلِكَ نَارٌ تَخْرُجُ مِنَ الْيَمَنِ تَطْرُدُ النَّاسَ إِلَى مَحْشَرِهِمْ. A fire which will break out in Yemen and gather the people and take the people to their place of gathering, to the mahshar. Subhanallah. We Muslims remain asleep. Live the life we live. Life full of defiance and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Creator. A life full of sin, in which we have no concern whatsoever for our hereafter, in which we have no concern for Qiyamah, in which every believer and non-believer will have to pay the price of his sins. We remain asleep, though these major signs are on the verge of appearing very soon. We remain asleep, though Qiyamah itself is knocking on our doors. The Quran, referring to Qiyamah, says, إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. They think Qiyamah is a long way away. They think Qiyamah is not going to come. They think the torment on Qiyamah is not going to come. They think it is a long way away. We do not think it is a long way away. وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. We think Qiyamah is very close. The final hour is very close. We remain asleep, though the majority of the minor signs of Qiyamah have already appeared before our very own eyes. Didn't the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam say regarding the minor signs, يَتَقَارَبُ الزَّمَانِ, that before the final hour, time will fly. Days, weeks, months and years will fly. There will be no barakah whatsoever left in time. Do we not see it today? Days are flying, weeks are going by, and yet we have achieved nothing. We are where we were. Didn't the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam say that before the final hour, وَيُقْبَهُ الْعِلْمِ, that knowledge will be taken by the death of ulama. I ask you, where are the great ulama gone today? The majority have passed away. Didn't the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, وَتَظْحَرُ الْفِتَنِ, that there will be fitnas everywhere. I ask you, how many Muslims do we have in England? 1 million plus, the majority of whom do not even know how to offer their salah. The majority do not even know the kalimat. The majority do not even know who the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was. Yet, we have so much fitna. Everybody is claiming to be the Ahl Sunnah. Everybody is claiming to be on the Siratul Mustaqim. And everybody is claiming that they are the ones that will go into Jannah. Though, nobody knows anything about Islam. Didn't the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, وَيُلْقَى الشُّحْ That greed will be thrown into people's hearts. Who is content with what he has today? Didn't the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, وَيَكْثُرُ الْحَرَجْ That bloodshed will be on the increase. Have we not seen these signs appear before our very own eyes? Didn't the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesize that before the final hour, zina will be on the increase, adultery will be on the increase, and people will begin to think it is halal? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said before the final hour, lying will be on the increase. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that everybody will begin to eat and deal with interest as we see today. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that people will begin to drink wine and think it is halal. They will begin to drink beer and think it is halal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that people will begin to break relations with their own cousins. And we see this today. Neighbors will fight between each other, with one another. I ask you, have we not seen these signs appear before our very own eyes? Then we should all say, صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصادق المصدوق. How truthful the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was, that he prophesied 1400 years ago these signs, and today we have seen these signs appear before our very own eyes. Soon, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has told us about the major signs. We have seen majority of the minor signs appear before our very own eyes. And soon, we will see the major signs appear as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesied. And Allah, He Himself knows best which is the first sign to appear. But once the first sign appears, يَتَتَابَعْنَا كَمَا تَتَابُعُ الْخُرْزُ فِي النِّزَامِ The remaining signs will follow in succession, one after the other. And inshallah, in the short time I have today, and I say short time, because after 10 minutes we will all begin to look at the clock and say, hey, when is this Mulana going to come to an end? So in the short time I have today, inshallah, I am going to warn you, inshallah, of the fitna of the Dajjal, the Antichrist. The reason being, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, ما بين خلق آدم إلى قيام الساعة أمر أكبر من الدجال. That from the creation of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam until Qiyamah, until the final hour, there will be no matter that will arise more serious than the matter of Dajjal. This is why ما من نبي إلا وقد أنذر أمته الأعور الكذاب. Or كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. That every prophet that came, Hazrat Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام, Hazrat Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام, Hazrat Nuh عليه الصلاة والسلام, Hazrat Musa كليم الله, Hazrat Isa روح الله, and Muhammad Arabi صلى الله عليه وسلم محبوب الله. Every prophet that came, he warned his ummah, he warned his nation, he warned his people about the one-eyed liar, the Dajjal, and his fitna. And today, inshallah, following the footsteps of the beloved prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will warn you of the fitna of the Dajjal, the Antichrist. As the Dajjal, as you sit in this mosque at this very moment listening to me talking, Dajjal exists at this very moment. He is within the world and he is waiting for his time to appear and cause fitna within the world. And that time will soon come. He is waiting now, as the hadith al-Jassasa, narrated by Fatima bint Qais radiallahu ta'ala anha, suggests. And Fatima bint Qais radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, سمعت منادي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ينادي الصلاة جامعة. Hazrat Fatima bint Qais radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that I heard the caller, the proclaimer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam call out, As-salatu jami'atun, as-salatu jami'atun. That kun fa salah as it is time for the congregational prayer. She says, فَخَرَجْتُ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ فَصَلَّيْتُ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. When I heard the call of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam call people towards salah, I went to the mosque and I prayed my salah behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فلما قضى صلاته جلس على المنبر وهو يضحك. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished his prayer, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat on the minbar and began to smile. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِيَلْزَمْ كُلُّ إِنسَانٍ مُصَلَّى. That everyone remain in his seat. And I too follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam today and tell you all to remain in your seats. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, هَلْ تَدْرُونَ لِمَا جَمَعْتُكُمْ. He asked the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, that do you know why I have gathered you today after the prayer? Do you know why I have told you to assemble like this today? They replied, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. That Allah and Allah's Messenger, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, knows best why he has told us Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een to gather and sit like this in front of him today. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inni wallahi ma jama'tukum لِرُغْبَةٍ وَلَا لِرُحْبَةٍ وَلَكِنْ جَمَعْتُكُمْ لِأَنَّ تَمِيمَ الدَّارِ كَانَ رَجُلًا نَصْرَانِيًّا فَجَاءَ وَأَسْلَمْ وَحَدَّثَنِي حَدِيثًا وَافَكَ الَّذِي كُنْتُ أَحَدِّثُكُمْ بِهِ أَنِ الْمَصِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, that I have not called you today for hope or for fear. I have called you today for one reason and one reason only. I have called you today because Tamim al-Dari radiyallahu ta'ala an, who was a Christian, he came and he embraced Islam. And after embracing Islam, he told me a story about the Dajjal. He narrated to me a story about the Dajjal which agrees with the account that I have given you on the Dajjal. He told me a story which is exactly like the story that I have told you about the Dajjal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter began to tell the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu majma'een the story Tamim al-Dari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, حدثني أنه ركب في سفينة بحرية مع 30 رجل من لخم وجزام فلعب بهم الموج شهرا في البحر. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Tamim al-Dari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu told me that he embarked on a ship with 30 other people from the tribes of Lakhm and Juzam, and they had been tossed by the waves in the ocean for a month. After a month, these waves threw them to a remote island. He says, we sat in a small side boat and entered this island. فَلَقِيَتْ بِهِمْ دَابَةٌ أَهْلَبْ كَثِيرُ الشَّعْرِ لَا يَدْرُونَ مَا قُبُلَهُ مِنْ دُبُرِهِ مِنْ كَسْرَةِ الشَّعْرِ. At the time of sunset, when they entered this island, they met a beast. This beast had so much hair on its body that he says we could not distinguish its front from its back. We did not know which is its face And which is its back? Because of the amount of hair this beast had on its body. On seeing this beast, we asked, وَيْلَكْ مَا أَنْتَ? Who are you? It replied, أَنَا الْجَسَّاسَ, that I am a spy. This beast then said, إِنْ طَلِكُوا إِلَى هَذَا الرَّجُلِ فِي الدِّيرِ فَإِنَّهُ إِلَى خَبَرِكُمْ بِالْأَشْوَاقِ. This beast then said, go to this man in the monastery. This man in the monastery is eager to know about you. He is waiting for you and he is waiting to take the information you bring. Hazrat Tamim al-Dari radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, لَمَّا سَمَّتْ لَنَا رَجُلًا فَرِقْنَا مِنْهَا أَنْ تَكُونَ شَيْطَانًا. That when this beast told us to go to this person in the monastery, we began to fear this beast, lest this be the shaytan, the devil himself. فَانْطَلَكْنَا صِرَاءً. Tamim al-Dari radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, we hurriedly went on until we entered the monastery. فَإِذَنْ فِيهَا أَعْظَمُ إِنسَانٍ رَأَيْنَاهُ قَطُّ خَلْكًا وَأَشَدُّهُ وَسَاقَةً مَجْمُوعَةً يَدَهُ إِلَىٰ أُنُقِهِ مَا بَيْنَ رُكْبَتَيْهِ إِلَىٰ كَعْبَيْهِ بِالْحَدِيدِ. When we entered the monastery, we saw a big-bodied man. Never have we seen this man before in our lives. And never have we seen such a man in our lives. This man was firmly tied up. His hands were tied to his neck and his knees, and the area between his knees and his ankles were firmly tied with chains. On seeing this man, we asked, Ma anta? Who are you? The man replied, soon you will come to know who I am. Soon you will come to know about me. But first tell me who you are. And where have you come from? Hazrat Tamim al-Dari radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, we told this man that we were Arabs. And we told this man how we got to this remote island. And we told this man about the beast that we met, and that the beast directed us to you in this monastery. Now this man, he began to ask him questions. And at the same time, he began to tell him things that were going to happen in the future. He asked this group of people from Lahm and Judam, أخبروني النخل بيسان. Tell me of the date trees of Baysan. هل تسمع? Do the date trees of Baysan yield fruit? Do they bear fruit? We replied, yes, the date trees of Baysan yield fruit. He said, soon a time will come when the date trees of Baysan will no longer yield fruit. No longer will they bear fruit. He asked, أخبروني أن بحيرة طبرية. Tell me about Lake Tibariz. هل فيها ماء? Is there any water inside this lake? We replied, the lake is full of water. He said, soon a time will come when this lake is empty. Its water will disappear. And the lake will be dry and not a single drop of water within this lake. That time will come soon. He asked, أخبروني عن عين زغر. Tell me about the fountain of Zughara. هل في العين ماء? وهل أهلها يزرع بماء العين? Is there any water inside this fountain? And do its inhabitants irrigate with this water? We replied, the fountain is full of water and its inhabitants irrigate with this water. He said, soon a time will come when the fountain of Zughara will have no water inside it, and thus its inhabitants will not be able to irrigate with this water. He asked, أخبروني النبي الأميين. Tell me about the prophet of the illiterate. ما فعل? What does this prophet do? We informed him that the prophet of the illiterate has emerged, and he has left Makkah al-Mukarramah and migrated to Medina al-Munawwara. He asked, أَقَاتَلَهُ الْأَرَبُ? Do the Arabs, have the Arabs fought with this prophet? We replied, the Arabs have fought with this prophet. كَيْفَ صَنَعَ بِهِمْ? He asked. How has he treated the Arabs? We replied, he has overcome the people within his neighborhood, and they have submitted themselves before him. He said, it is best for these people that they should obey this prophet. وَإِنِّي مُخْبِرُكُمْ عَنِّي أَنَّ الْمَسِيحِ. He then told these people about himself. He says, now I'm going to tell you about myself. I am the Masih. I am the Dajjal. And I am waiting for my time to appear. And soon, Allah will order me to appear. My time to appear on the face of this earth will come very soon. And once I appear, I will travel the world. And I will cause fitna and destruction in every city, every village and every town, except for Makkah al-Mukarramah and Al-Madinah al-Munawwara. As these two places, Makkah and Medina, are haram on me. I have no permission and I cannot enter these places. If I try to enter these places, angels with swords in their hands will chase me away. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after he narrated this hadith to the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, said, Ala, hal kuntu haddathukum? O Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, did I not also tell you a story like this about the Dajjal before Tamim al-Dari radiyallahu ta'ala anhum? The Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een replied, Ya Rasulullah, you also gave us an account on the Dajjal like this before Tamim al-Dari radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed towards the east. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the Dajjal is in the east. So my brothers, the Dajjal at this very moment exists. And he is waiting for his time to appear on the face of this earth and cause fitna. And that time is very soon. The majority of the minor signs of Qiyamah have already appeared before our very own eyes. But how will the believers at the time recognize the Dajjal? How will we know that this place, this person claiming to be the Dajjal, is the Dajjal, the real Dajjal, the one the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and every other prophet has warned his ummah and nation of? Is it true that he has an eye in the middle of his head, as is known to the people? When will he appear on the face of the earth? How long will he stay on the face of this earth? How quick will he travel on the face of this earth? Why has this fitna been described as the biggest fitna ever to arise on the face of the earth until the day of judgment? What will he do? These are questions that need to be answered. And we should thank the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, as they also asked similar questions to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered these questions one by one. And we will turn to the hadith of Nawas ibn Sam'an radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. As this hadith will answer all our questions regarding the Antichrist, the Dajjal. as this hadith will answer all our questions regarding the Antichrist, the Dajjal. And in Nawas ibn Sam'ani radiyallahu ta'ala an, قال ذكر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدجال ذات غداة فخفض فيه ورفع حتى وننته في طائفة النخل. Hazrat Nawas ibn Sam'an radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Dajjal a mention one morning. Sometimes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described Dajjal to be very insignificant. And sometimes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described the Dajjal and his turmoil to be very significant. He described him in such a way that we, the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was describing the Dajjal, we began to fear and we felt as if Dajjal was in the nearby cluster of date trees. فَلَمَّا رُحْنَا إِلَيْهِ أَرَفَ ذَلِكْ فِينَا. The Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een said that when we went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the evening, when we went to the majlis of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the evening, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the signs of fear on our faces. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, مَا شَعْنُكُمْ? What's the matter? We replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the morning you mentioned Dajjal, in the morning you described Dajjal, sometimes you describe Dajjal to be very insignificant, sometimes you describe the turmoil of Dajjal to be very significant, you described in such a way, Ya Rasulullah, that we the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'een began to fear that Dajjal is in the nearby cluster of date trees. He is present and he is hiding within the nearby date trees. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, غَيْرُ الدَّجَّالِ أَخْوَفَنِي عَلَيْكُمْ. There are many things which I fear in regards with you, besides the Dajjal. إِن يَخْرُجْ وَأَنَا فِيكُمْ فَأَنَا حَجِيجُهُ دُونَكُمْ وَإِن يَخْرُجْ وَلَسْتُ فِيكُمْ فَإِمْرُؤٌ حَجِيجُ نَفْسِهِ وَاللَّهُ خَلِيفَتِي عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if the Dajjal comes out while I am amongst you, while I, the Prophet of Allah, is amongst you, then I will contend with the Dajjal on your behalf. Then I will dispute with the Dajjal on your behalf. But if the Dajjal comes out while I, the Prophet of Allah, am no longer amongst you, I have passed away, then every Muslim, then every believer will have to contend with the Dajjal on his own behalf. He will have to dispute with the Dajjal on his own behalf. Wallahu khalifati ala kulli muslim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of the believers on my behalf. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save the believers of the fitna of the Dajjal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter in this hadith began to describe the Dajjal for the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. إنه شاب قثث عينه تافئة. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he is a young man with a very big body, curly hair, red complexion, and he will have no children. عينه طافئة. He will be blind from one eye, and his other eye will look like a protruding out grey. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, إِنَّ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ مَكْتُوبٌ كَافِرٌ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ يَقْرَأُهُ كُلُّ مُسْلِمٍ. That between his eyes, the word kafir, or the letters كَفَرَ, will be inscribed between his eyes. And every believer, every Muslim, will be able to read the word kafir. He will be able to see these letters kafara, and he will be able to read them, whether he is educated or whether he is uneducated. Though on the other hand, the kuffar, the non-believers, they will not be able to see the word kafir or the letters kafara inscribed between his eyes. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, فَمَنْ أَدْرَكَهُ مِنْكُمْ فَلْيَقْرَ عَلَيْهِ فَوَافِحَ سُورَةَ الْكَهْفِ. That whoever lives to the time of Dajjal and meets the Dajjal, then he should recite unto the Dajjal the opening verses of Surah Al-Kahf. As these opening verses of Surah Al-Kahf will save him from the fitna of the Dajjal and the evilness of the Dajjal. إنه خلة بين إنه خارج خلة بين الشام والعراق فآث يمينا وآث شمالا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam thereafter said, the Dajjal will come out in a place between Sham and Iraq. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has pinpointed the place the Dajjal will appear from. إن الدجال يخرج من أرض بالمشرق يقال لها خراسان. The Dajjal will come out in a place from the east, and this place is called Khurasan. This is where the Dajjal will come out from. 70,000 Jews from Asfahan will follow the Dajjal with hoods on their heads. Wherever he goes, these Jews will follow the Dajjal. فَآثٍ يَمِينَ وَآثٍ شِمَالَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, he will travel the world. He will enter every city, every town, and every village, and he will cause fitna. He will call destruction. Except for Makkah al-Mukarramah, Madinah al-Munawwarah, Bayt al-Maqdis, and Jabal al-Tur. These are the only four places on the earth that the Dajjal will not be able to enter. Every time he tries to enter these places, angels with swords in their hands will drive the Dajjal away, and they will force the Dajjal to turn away, and thus he will turn. Ala ya ibadallahi fasbutu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, O servants of Allah, stand firm. O servants of Allah, if you meet the Dajjal, when the Dajjal comes out, stand firm. Stick with Islam. Do not believe in Dajjal, no matter how many miracles he shows you. As Dajjal is not Allah. As Dajjal cannot be your creator. As Dajjal has a defect, and as Dajjal is a liar. And your Rabb and your Allah is not a one-eyed liar. O servants of Allah, stay firm, stand firm, and stick with Islam. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا لُبْسُهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Ya Rasulullah, tell us how long he will stay on the face of this earth. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, أَرْبَعُونَ يَوْمًا يَوْمٌ كَسَنَةٍ وَيَوْمٌ كَشَهْرٍ وَيَوْمٌ كَجُمُعَةٍ وَسَائِرُ أَيَّامِهِ كَأَيَّامِكُمْ. He will stay for 40 days on the face of this earth. His first day will be as long as a year. His second day, as long as a month. His third day, as long as a week. And his remaining days will be like your normal days. His remaining 37 days will be like your normal days, which are 24 hours long. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is describing the biggest fitna to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. For the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, when they hear the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mention that the first day of Dajjal is as long as a year, automatically the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een began to worry about their salah. And thus asked, Ya Rasulullah, atakfina fihi salatu yawmi? Ya Rasulullah, you have just mentioned that when the Dajjal appears, his first day will be as long as a year. Ya Rasulullah, in that day, which is a year long, will one day's prayer be sufficient? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, لا أقدر لا تدر. That one day's prayer in that day will not be sufficient. Make an estimate of the time. See how much time there is between Zuhr and Asr. How much time there is between Asr and Maghrib, Maghrib and Isha. Isha and Fajr, then read your salah accordingly. We asked, وَمَا إِسْرَاءُهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. O Prophet of Allah, tell us how fast he will walk on the face of this earth. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, كَالْغَيْثِ إِسْتَدْبَرَتْ حُرِّي. Like rain clouds which are driven by wind. This is how fast he will walk on the face of this earth. In one of the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, he will be riding his white ass. And its one step is a mile long. When will he appear? He will appear after Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wassalam. The 3 years preceding his appearance, 3 years before he is to appear, there will be a famine on the earth. إِنَّ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ ثَلَاثَ سَنِينَ سَنَةٌ تُمْسِكُ السَّمَاءُ فِيهَا ثُلُثَا قَطْرِهَا وَالْأَرْضُ ثُلُثَا نَبَاتِهَا. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that 3 years before he appears, there will be a famine. In the first year, the heaven, there will be a third less rain in comparison with the years before. And the earth, there will be a third less crops in comparison with the years before. In the second year, the heaven will withhold 2/3 of its rain, and the earth 2/3 of its crops. In the third year, the heaven will withhold all of its rain, and the earth all of its crops. There will not be a single drop of rain on the earth, and there will not be a single crop. Thus, the majority of the animals will die, and many people will also die. Meanwhile, the Muslim army will have just conquered Constantinople. They'll be on the verge of sharing the spoils of war between them, whilst all of a sudden they will hear that the Dajjal has come out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the Dajjal extraordinary powers. Some of his fitnas, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hadith of Nawasim al-Sam'an radiyallahu ta'ala anh, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned some of his fitnas. فَيَأْتِي أَلَى الْقَوْمِ فَيَدْعُوهُمْ فَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ فَيَسْتَجِيبُونَ لَهُ. He will come to a group of people and he will call them towards a false religion. He will tell his people to call him God, to call him Allah, to call him the Creator, their Lord. And these people will believe in him. These people will call him Allah, they will call him their Lord. Because these people have believed in him, فَيَأْمُرُ السَّمَاءَ فَتُمْتِرْ وَالْأَرْضَ فَتُمْبِتْ. He will order the sky to pour rain, and the sky will pour rain. He will order the earth to grow crops, and on the spot the earth will grow crops. These people that have believed in him, their pasturing animals will graze on this land, and these animals will return to him in the evening with their humps very high and their udders very large and their flanks full. He will come to a group of people. He will tell these people to call him Allah, but these people will be the true believers, and these people will reject him, and they will not call him Allah, they will not call him their God, they will not call him their Creator. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, when these people, the true believers, have rejected him, when these people wake up in the morning, لَيْسَ فِي أَيْدِيهِمْ شَيْءٌ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. These people will be penniless. Their property is gone. Their animals died. They will not have a single thing left with it inside their hands. This is why his fitna is the biggest fitna. The believers, the true believers who reject him, will have to suffer hardships. They will have to face and suffer difficulty and bear this difficulty. But the believers, the wrong believers, the ones that believe in Dajjal as their creator, they will live a life of luxury for a short while. With him he will have two angels. These angels
will look like two prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One on his right hand side and one on his left. When Dajjal tells the people that I am your Rabb, that I am your Allah, that I am your Creator, one of the angels will say, Kazabta, that you are a liar. But nobody will be able to hear this angel say that you are a liar. Nobody. The second angel will say, Sadaqta, that you are telling the truth. Everybody will be able to hear the second angel say that you are telling the truth. And the people will think that this angel is confirming Dajjal's claims. That this angel is confirming that Dajjal is Allah, that Dajjal is the Creator. And thus people will believe him. Though in reality, this angel is not confirming Dajjal's claim. This angel is agreeing with the other angel that you are right, that Dajjal is a liar. But nobody has heard the first angel. Everybody has heard the second angel. And thus, the people will think that an angel of God is confirming Dajjal's claim. He is definitely Allah. This is why his fitna is the biggest fitna. فَيُمُرُّ بِالْخَرِبَةِ He will walk past a place which is in ruin. Now in this place there is nothing there. But he will say to this place, أَخْرِجِي كُنُوزَكْ فَتَتْبَعُهُ كُنُوزُهَا كَيَعَسِيبِ النَّحْلِ He will say to this place, take out your treasures. This place is in ruins. But treasure will come out of this place. And this treasure will literally follow Dajjal wherever he goes. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this treasure will follow him like bees follow the queen bee. Wherever the queen bee goes, the bees follow. This treasure will follow Dajjal wherever he goes. Though this treasure has come out from a place in ruins where there is nothing there. He will come to a person, a young fat man, and he will strike him with his sword. And he will cut him in two pieces. These pieces will lie at a distance. He will call this young man. This young man will become alive and in one piece. And he will come towards Dajjal smiling. Out of his fitna, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, he will come to a Bedouin. And he will say to a Bedouin, أَرَأَيْتُ إِن بَعَثْتُ لَكَ أَبَاكَ وَأُمَّكَ أَتَشْهَدُ أَنِّي رَبُّكَ That if I make your father and mother alive, will you testify and bear witness that I am your Rabb, that I am your Creator? The Bedouin will reply, Na'am. The shayateen that will be with the Dajjal, two shaitans will appear in the form of his father and mother. And they will say to this Bedouin, Ya Bunayya itba'u fa'innahu Rabbuk. Oh my child, follow him. He is your Creator. And this Bedouin will follow the Dajjal. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, إِنَّ الدَّجَّالَ يَخْرُجْ وَإِنَّ مَأَهُ مَاءً وَنَارًا That he will come out and he will have water and fire with him. As that for which the people see water, in reality, that will not be water. فَنَارٌ تُحْرِكْ In reality, that will be fire which will burn. And as that for which the people see fire, in reality that will not be fire. That will be water, cold, sweet water. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, فَمَنْ أَدْرَكَهُ مِنْكُمْ فَلْيَقَعْ فِي الَّذِي يَرَاهُ نَارًا فَإِنَّهُ مَاءٌ عَذْبٌ طَيِّبٌ Whoever meets the Dajjal and sees this water and fire, then he should go directly inside the fire, as this fire is not fire. In reality, this fire is sweet water, and he should avoid going inside the water, as this water in reality is fire which will burn. Out of his fitna, hadith of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, when the Dajjal appears, فَيَتَوَجَّأْ قِبَلَهُ رَجُلٌ مِّنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ One of the believers will go towards the Dajjal. On seeing this believer, the armed men of Dajjal, the garrisons of Dajjal, will ask this believer, Aina ta'mi? Where are you going? He will reply, I'm going towards the Dajjal. The garrisons of Dajjal will ask him, Awama tu'minu bi Rabbina? Do you not believe in our God? Do you not believe in our Lord Dajjal? He will reply, Ma bi Rabbina khafa? That the attributes of my Allah are not hidden and concealed from anybody. My Allah is perfect in every sense. How can I believe in your Dajjal as Rab, as a creator, though he has a defect? They will say, Uqtuluhu, kill him. All of a sudden, some of the other garrisons will say, hasn't our Lord Dajjal prohibited us from killing anybody in his absence or without his permission? Thus they will take him to the Dajjal. Now this believer, when he sees Dajjal, he will say, Ya ayyuhan nas, haza Dajjal alladhi zakara Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh people, do not fall in his trap. This is the Dajjal, the one the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned and warned his ummah about. Oh people, do not fall in his trap. The Dajjal will say, he will order that he be beaten. This believer will be placed on his front, on his belly, and he will be severely beaten. After he is beaten, he will be asked, أَوَمَا تُؤْمِنُ بِهِ? Do you still not believe in me? He will reply, أَنْتَ الْمَسِيحُ الْكَذَّابُ. How can I believe in you? You are the Antichrist. You are the famous liar. He will pass an order. Dajjal will pass an order. And this person will be severed into two pieces. A sword will be passed through the middle of his head to his feet. And he will be made into two pieces. Dajjal will walk between these two pieces. And he will say, Come, stand. فَيَسْتَوِي قَائِمًا. This believer will stand. He will be alive and he will be in one piece. The Dajjal will say, أَتُؤْمِنُ بِهِ? Do you believe in me now? Do you believe that I am Rabb? I am Allah? I am the Creator? He will say, مَزَّدْتُ فِيكَ إِلَّا بَصِيرَةً. Now I truly know that you are the Dajjal. Now I truly know that you are the one that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us about. And this believer will turn around to the people and he will say, Oh people, do not fall in his trap, as he will not be able to do this with anybody after me. He will not be able to cut him into two pieces and then make him alive again. Dajjal will catch hold of him to slaughter him. He will place a knife on his throat. But the knife will not go inside, as his throat will be turned into copper. Dajjal will thereafter grab him from his feet, by his feet and hands, and throw him in that fire that he has with him. Now the people will think that this person has been thrown into the fire, though in reality the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَإِنَّمَا أُلْقِيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. In reality he has been thrown inside a garden. هَذَا أَعْظُمُ النَّهَاسِ شَهَادَةً عِنْدَ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This believer will be the greatest and the biggest martyr in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah. And Dajjal will keep on causing fitna on the face of this earth. And the last place he will be seen is in Jordan. All the believers of the time will also be in that area. There will be a war between Dajjal and his army and the Muslims. Dajjal will conquer, will kill a third of the Muslims. He will conquer the other third, and a third will fight the Dajjal. It will be nightfall. The Muslims will be waiting for morning so that they can fight Dajjal and get martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When morning comes, it will be said that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam has descended. In the hadith of Nawasim ibn Sam'an radiallahu ta'ala an, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam will descend at the white minaret in the eastern side of Damascus, wearing two garments lightly dyed with saffron. وَاضِئًا كَفَّيْهِ أَجْنِحَةَ مَلَكَيْنِ إِذَا طَأْطَى رَأْسَهُ قَتَرٌ وَإِذَا رَفَأَهُ تَحَدَّرَ مِنْهُ جِمَانٌ كَاللُّؤْلُؤِ. His hands will be placed on the wings of two angels as he descends onto the earth. Whenever Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam lowers his head, beads of perspiration will fall from his head. And every time Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam lifts his head, beads like pearls will scatter from his head. In another hadith, Umm Shariq radiallahu ta'ala an, asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, فَأَيْنَ الْأَرْضِ Ya Rasulullah, when Dajjal appears on the face of this earth, where will the Arabs be? When he is causing this fitna and destruction wherever he goes. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, هُمْ قَلِيلٌ وَجُلُّهُمْ بِبَيْتِ الْمَقْدِسِ وَإِمَامُهُمْ رَجُلٌ صَالِحٌ قَدْ تَقَدَّمْ يُصَلِّي بِحِمُ الصُّبْحِ إِذْ نَظَلَ عِيسُ بْنُ مَرْيَمْ That the Arabs will be a few, there will be very less Arabs, and the majority of them will be inside Baytul Maqdis. The Imam will be a pious man, the leader of the Muslims at the time will be a very pious man. He'll be on the verge of leading the morning prayer when Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam will descend. When the Imam sees Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Imam will take a couple of steps backwards. So Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam leads the prayer. But Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will place his hands on the Imam's shoulders and he will say, تَقَدَّمْ فَصَلِّ فَإِنَّكَ لَكَ أُقِيمَتْ That you lead the prayer as you are the Imam and it is your right to lead the prayer. Thus, Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam, who will be the Imam at the time, will lead the morning prayer. After the morning prayer, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will say, "Iftahu al-bab," open the door. The door will be open. And 70,000 Jews with the Dajjal armed with swords will be waiting to fight with the Muslims. When the Dajjal sees Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he will begin to melt. كَمَا تَذُوبُ الْمِلْحُ فِي الْمَا Like salt melts in water, the jar will begin to melt. وَانْطَلَكَ حَارِبًا And will begin to run. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will say, إِنَّ لِي فِيكَ دَرْبَةً لَنْ تَسْبِقَنِي بِهَا It is written that I, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, will kill you. And today, you cannot flee and run away from me today. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will chase the Dajjal. And he will kill him next to Bab al-Lud. The Muslims will conquer the Jews. The Jews will begin to run and hide behind trees and stones. But these trees and stones will speak on that day. And these trees and stones will say, Ya Abdullah, Ya Muslim, هَذَا يَهُودِيٌ خَلْفِي فَتَعَالَ فَقْتُلْ O servant of Allah, O Muslim, there is a Jew hiding behind me. The tree will say, O Muslim, there is a Jew hiding behind me, come and kill him. And this is how the Muslims will conquer the Jews. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get rid of the biggest fitna ever to arise on the face of this earth, on the hands of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahumma ahfazna min fitnati dajjal. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He saves us from the fitna of Dajjal. وآخر دعوانا للحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الحبيب المرسلين محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.